It's Halloween week, which means there are scary movies and stories all over the place. One of the most common themes in scary stories is the voodoo stereotype. Black magic using voodoo dolls brings people back from the grave with ancient spells. A new exhibit at the Field Museum in Chicago aims to replace that Hollywood stereotype of voodoo with the real-life version of vodou, a religion practiced in Haiti. Janet Hong is with us here to tell us about that exhibit. It's called Vodou: Sacred Powers of Haiti. She's the project manager for exhibitions at the Field Museum in Chicago. Janet, thanks for joining us.
Rob, thanks a bunch for having me.
Well, let's start with that pronunciation. Not voodoo, but vodou.
Yeah, well, that's the way you pronounce it in Haiti. And also, increasingly, scholars of religion here in the U.S. and around the world pronounce it that way, vodou. And that's how the Library of Congress says it too.
And how is that Hollywood stereotype I mentioned different than what people actually do in real life?
Well, Hollywood has been riffing on misconceptions of vodou since the silent era. And vodou in Haiti is a complete religion. It's got its own theology and clergy and holidays and pilgrimages. It's a religion that grew out of a creative amalgamation of West African traditions, the traditions of the native Indians who lived in the Caribbean, and elements of Catholicism. So it's a complete religion that's practiced in Haiti.
And I understand in some ways it's even more than a religion, kind of a way of life too. Can you talk about some of the non-religious sides of vodou?
Yeah. Well, most people in Haiti say that they're Christian. But people also say that Haiti is 110% vodou. And that's because it's just interstitched in the everyday life of Haitians. So for public gatherings and fun stuff and for holidays, people have some element of vodou in there, whether it's ritual drumming or honoring your ancestors, or honoring vodou spirits. They're called loa. They're sort of like the saints of vodou.
And I understand that a lot of what we know about vodou emerged in the slave era and in resistance to slavery.
Yeah, that's right. Vodou was something that enabled a slave revolution in Haiti, and that's why Haiti became the first country in the Western Hemisphere to abolish slavery. That was in 1804, so many decades before that happened in our country. Vodou was a galvanizing force for all these different ethnic groups that came from different parts of Africa and the Taino and Arawak Indians who were in the Caribbean to gather together and inspire them to revolt against French colonialists and win their freedom. So in that regard, vodou was considered something very dangerous, and it was a practice that largely went underground, and you can see how misconceptions would arise around vodou.
And again, in the stereotypical version, it seems that vodou is something of the past that occasionally percolates up in the present. That's not true. It's a very much a modern day thing, right?
That's right. I mean, vodou has had periods of persecution and suppression, and then sometimes there's a lot of national pride that surfaces every 30 years or so in Haitian history. So one person explained it to me as sort of like Shinto in Japan. Vodou is something that gives Haitians a sense of national identity and cultural pride, even though, you might not profess yourself to be a vodouist, just the way most Japanese are not going to say, "Oh, I'm Shintoist." It's there for a lot of public gatherings, and it gives you a sense of being Haitian and pride in your history.
Is it localized in Haiti, or have people who have emigrated outside of Haiti carried it with them?
Ah, well, vodou has different names throughout the Caribbean, and something related is in Brazil called candomblé. It's called santeria in Cuba. And the voodoo in Louisiana, in New Orleans, does largely come originally from vodou in Haiti. So it's kind of confusing here in the U.S. because we grew up with this idea of voodoo, which is the more secularized practice, and allows room for pop culture. But there are definitely practitioners of voodoo in North American cities, definitely in Canada also.
Well, let's take a visit to your exhibit now. What do we see?
Well, spectacular artworks. It's not quite precise to call them artworks. To me, they're very beautiful, so I always think of them as art. But they're ritual objects that were used in voodoo practices. None of them were made for art museums, but were actually used in initiation ceremonies and temples and home use. And they range from beautifully decorated objects spangled with sequins that would go on an altar to figures about as tall as me that represent different voodoo spirits. And they're really bursting with personality. You know, they represent spirits, everything from spirit of soldiers to the power of grandmas to love and luxury. So it's over 300 objects, and it's something really worth seeing.
Now, when I think of an old-fashioned museum-type exhibit of a culture, I'm thinking kind of, you know, there's this here with a little label and this here with a label. As I understand it, you've tried to include voices of followers and practitioners. How did you do that?
Yeah, we're trying to explain voodoo from the point of view of voodooists, of practitioners. So right there on the decks with objects are videos of people describing their own beliefs. What happens in an animal sacrificed, or what do you do if you're a voodoo priestess, and how do you interpret dreams if you're a voodooist? And I also got to mention that almost none of the objects are behind glass in this exhibition. So you will have a very visceral connection with the object when they're right out in the open.
I know it can be difficult when you've got things that have spiritual value or religious value to people being displayed as an exhibit for non-believers. Was that an issue? Were there things that you couldn't do or you had to explain in a certain way?
Oh, we thought about that a lot. Now, these objects are from a specific collection in Haiti, in Pétionville, Haiti, and many Haitians have never seen this kind of material, especially objects from a Bizongo secret society. So the objects did go through a deconsecration process. I don't know exactly what that ritual meant or entailed, but they, although they were officially desacralized, as it said, they still have a lot of residual spiritual power. So the lenders of the objects asked us to not put them in glass cases and keep them out in the open. In fact, some people would even say that if they were put in glass boxes, they would just shatter the glass boxes.
Now, you mentioned these aren't art objects. You know, they aren't created just as art objects, but they have an artistic value.
Yes.
Do we hear anything from the people who made them or anything about the artistic side of it in the exhibit?
I wish we knew more. Many of the objects were created by people in a secret society.
Now, so you don't put your name on it, presumably.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Secret societies are a specific feature of voodoo, and it grows from the tradition of runaway slaves in Haiti, starting in the 1700s, meeting native Caribbeans there. So there are still secret societies in Haiti now, and I have to say I don't know the names of the artisans who made these spectacular objects.
Now, I often think of the Field Museum and, of course, think of dinosaurs and things like that. So
that
why an exhibit on religion, too?
Well, we're a museum of science, but we're also a museum of human cultures, of anthropology. And that necessarily means that there's a lot of religion here at the Field Museum. It's something that we study very seriously. So, you know, everything from a Cro-Magnon burial 30,000 years ago in France to explorations of so-called major religions around the world, we're interested in all that. And when we saw this opportunity to explore this very misunderstood tradition here in the United States, we grabbed it. We went for it.
And briefly, what are you hearing from the people who have seen this exhibit so far?
That it's very moving. They know right away that these are powerful objects. And I think many of our visitors are used to seeing Christian iconography, like a Christian cross, and realizing that there are layers of meaning that Vodouists put on that kind of symbol that's new to them. So a Christian cross is also overlaid with the African idea of spirits at the crossroads. People find it very moving to lock eyes with the sculptural figures portraying different Vodou saints, or Loa, as they're called. And people love it. They're very enjoying themselves.
Great. Janet, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Janet Hong, Project Manager for Exhibitions at the Field Museum in Chicago.